Of God. What a privilege. What an honor. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aren't you thankful this morning? Amen. Glory to God that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us and takes care of us. So good to see you this morning. Appreciate each and every one of you being here. It's such a wonderful and beautiful day. Before we get into this morning's sermon, we want to do a shout out to all of our veterans. I know this is Veterans Day weekend, and certainly we don't appreciate them enough, or we don't openly thank them enough for the service and the sacrifice that they have made, amen, for protecting our country, giving us victory, giving us freedom, as we're so thankful for that this morning. So we would like for all of our veterans, of whatever military capacity it is, would you stand this morning and let us honor you? All of our veterans. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank God for our veterans. Amen. Most of y'all look young enough and fit enough to go right back in. Most of you. Praise God. How we love you. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of St. Matthew. I feel the presence of God this morning. I pray that that will never be the exception. I pray that it will always be the rule and the norm. If we came into this sanctuary and could not feel the presence of God, then we would need to bypass everything and hit the altar. Man, because we can't do anything without God. But through Him all things are possible, and I can do anything through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. I am so dependent on Him, and I need His leadership this morning and His anointing. From the book of St. Matthew, I want us to read verses 16 and 17 out of the third chapter, and then read verse 1 out of the fourth chapter. Again, from the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 3, verses 16 and 17, and then chapter 4, verse number 1. When you get there, say praise the Lord. And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for Your Holy Spirit. How thankful we are for those who have gathered here today, God, for the purpose of glorifying and worshiping, God, You, and hearing Your Word. Father, I do pray for those who are sick, some who text us this morning, some who let us know that they were suffering. Father, I pray that You would minister healing to their bodies, touch them and anoint them even now as we pray. God, I pray this morning, God, that we will be led by Your Spirit. I pray, God, that You would anoint these lips of clay. God is nothing more than a messenger, just an oracle, God, that Your Spirit may speak to us today. God, don't let us just be hearers of the Word, but let us be doers of the Word as well. Father, I pray, God, that You would bless each and every one under the sound of my voice today. And if there's one here today in this congregation that has not accepted You, that has not come to that altar of repentance, Father, let this be that day that they make that commitment to You. And Father, we'll give You all praise, all honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Give the Lord a great big hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Well, some say, you do that a lot. We don't do it enough. Amen. We can't praise Him enough. The Bible says, He is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. So that kind of falls on our shoulders to praise Him greatly. This morning from this passage of Scripture, I want to preach a message entitled, Led by the Spirit. I was thinking almost every prayer that maybe I have prayed and have heard many, many times. In fact, quite often we hear the phrases, Lord, lead me and guide me. And I wonder sometimes if we know the magnitude of those requests, the importance that asking the Lord to lead us and to guide us. And as I begin to contemplate and think on that this week, I begin to think, Lord, you know, many, many times when I ask you to lead me, am I asking you for your will to be done or to you to lead me in my will? And it really convicted my heart, because sometimes I think that my mind is already made up when I ask the Lord to lead me. I just want him to lead me in the avenue that I desire to go. And then the Lord brought this particular passage of Scripture to my hearing and to my spirit. We find that Jesus came to the River of Jordan, where John the Baptist was baptizing. There was some confusion there. John the Baptist did not understand why the Son of God needed to be baptized, but Jesus told him to suffer me to do it. He said, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And then the Bible says, then he suffered him, or allowed him to come, and he baptized. There were some remarkable things that happened upon this baptism. As Jesus came up out of the water, the Bible says that the Spirit of God, descending like a dove and lighting upon him, that even John the Baptist was able to see and to witness, followed by a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then the Bible directly goes into that he was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness for the purpose of being tempted by the devil. Mark uses a more stronger term when he said the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Imagine the breath of God upon the baptism of Jesus, coming in such an audible voice that those around them heard, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, but I'm going to send him into the wilderness. Immediately after the baptism, immediately after the obedience of Christ to the Father, he says, I'm going to send him, notice, into the wilderness, not just to the wilderness. Come on, words mean something. Sometimes we want to be led to the temptation, but not into the temptation. Sometimes we want to be led to the place where we can get stronger, but not into the place where we need to be to get stronger. I believe that sometimes what we want God to do is not exactly what God wants to do in our life. And he has allowed the Spirit to lead and to guide us. To be led simply means that you're going with one who guides you or goes in front of you. In other words, you need the direction of that person that is guiding you or walking in front of you or actually setting the example for us to follow. And I thought, if God so loved his Son that he openly said, in him I am well pleased, immediately saw it needful and beneficial to send him into the wilderness explicitly to be tempted of God. I have not run into anybody that enjoys temptation. I, for one, do not enjoy temptation. But reading the Word of God, I see spiritually the need for temptation, the need for certain trials, the need for situations, amen, where we have to be totally and absolutely dependent on God. Because I've found out, as human beings, if we can work it out ourselves, most of the time we will. If we can find a solution with our own intellect, our own ability, most of the times that's what we put into motion. It's only when we've gone as far as we can go, It's only when we've done all that we can do and seemingly nothing gets better and we find ourselves in a perplexing situation and wringing our hands and stressing out, it's seemingly only then that we turn to God and say, God, you need to get me out of this because I have no other alternative. Many, many times what we see as an inconvenience, what we see as a time of trial and tribulation may in fact be the love of the Father strengthening us by leading us into the wilderness of temptation. Some seem to have the opinion that being led by the Spirit is to go where they want to go. Father, your will be done. But let me tell you mine. Father, help me in this situation, but this is what I need you to do. Others, maybe they tend to ask God to lead them to do what they want to do. Sometimes we follow it up, if it be thy will. Do we really mean that? Do we really mean that? Father, this is what I want, if it be your will. I think we need to pray, if it be your will, in everything that we petition God to do. Every aspect of our life. We should not try to lead the Spirit, but allow the Spirit to lead us. I've tried it the other way. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But if we are humble enough, if we are submissive enough, if we are dependent enough to lean on the Spirit of God, He will in fact lead us where He wants us to go. Amen. He will help us and guide us through every adversity, through every situation, through every wilderness journey. But I want to convey to you this morning that every wilderness journey is not detrimental, it is not harmful, but in fact many, many times it can be beneficial to the Spirit. Now the flesh may not like it. But we just talked at great length about pleasing the Spirit as opposed to pleasing the flesh. Father, thy will be done. We were talking several months ago, one of the little devotional books that we use on Friday morning when we gather at the Chick-fil-A to have some fellowship and, yeah, food too. Two F's, food and fellowship, you know. Not necessarily in that order every time. But we were reading and there was a large congregation of Christians. And it was a type of seminar where they had guest speakers to come in. And you know, when you have that large of a contingent of Christians or people, there's great anticipation of the speaker. Especially if they're authors or kind of celebrities or, you know, just really, really well known. And they asked this one particular minister to come and give the invocation and to pray for the service or the meeting that they was having. And the author said that there were people who were sitting on the edge of their seat in great anticipation of the prayer that this noted person was going to bring, amen, to ask God's blessing on the meeting or the whatever they called it that they was having. And people were just really, really intensely listening to so that they could hear the wonderful words and the eloquent speech of the man who was to bring the prayer. And he walked to the podium and he asked the congregation to bow your heads. And he simply said, Father, thy will, nothing more, nothing less. Amen. And there was a great hush that fell over the congregation, but later there was a profoundness of what he had just spoken. It came, I believe, from his heart. I believe that he truly meant what he was praying, because when we pray, Father, thy will, we don't have to add anything to it, and we certainly don't need to take anything away from it. We just simply say, thy will be done. Make me to be obedient to thy will. Make me to spiritually discern what it is that you want me to do and where you want me to go.
at this particular point in my life. Amen. Father, thy will. Nothing more, nothing less. We find here that the Spirit leads Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. I noticed that, and I mentioned this just a little while ago, but the word into really intrigued me. Because sometimes we want to be led to the problem, but not into the problem. Sometimes we want to be led in or to the situation, but not really into the situation. But I thought about the three Hebrew children. They were not simply led to the fire, they were led into the fire. Daniel, man, the mighty prophet, was not just simply led to the lion's den, he was led into the lion's den. Sometimes there's some benefit. In fact, I would say more times than not, there is some great benefit. Because those are times that God has our absolute attention. Amen. We need to hear from God. And we need to be strengthened from God. And you know what? God doesn't leave us. The Spirit doesn't leave us when we go into the wilderness. Or when we go where the Spirit leads us. Many, many times, that's when we find that the Spirit is even stronger and more vibrant in our life, in our spiritual life, when we have to endure these situations. I'm coming to realize that God didn't put me here to have a pleasant time. He put me here to have a beneficial time in the Spirit of God, to let my spirit grow, to nurture my spirit, to reach out to others and to lift them up and to help them and to equip them with the power and the Word of God to endure the things that we as human beings must endure. Thank God for His Spirit. Thank God for His guidance. Thank God that He does lead us. It's not because He's mad at us. It's not because He doesn't care. He led the Spirit. The Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness because it was His beloved Son in whom He was well pleased. Because there was some benefit. Thank the Lord we find what was Jesus' admonition. It is written. I don't think we take full advantage of that. It is written. Because let me tell you something. To be tempted of the devil knows the Word. I said he knows it. He may not obey it, but he knows it. And let me tell you something. Because he knows it, he respects it, and he fears it. He doesn't fear me. He doesn't fear First Pentecostal Church. He doesn't fear the name of that's on the door or anything. But you use the Word against Satan, and you have the victory. It is written. Man does not live by bread alone. I'm here to tell you, Satan, you're not going to convince me. Amen? Because I've got the Spirit. Do you understand? We have something that has equipped us for the warfare that is against us. And we need to take advantage of the Spirit that is within us. It is written. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am a child of God. I said I am a child of God. Glory to God. What an honor. What a privilege that He loves us enough. Amen. To give us of His Spirit. Glory to God. The Spirit strengthens us. Hallelujah. Believe that. I believe we cater too much to the flesh. Too much to the worldly desires. Man, worldly desires may not be wrong, but many of them crowd out the desires of the Spirit and the strength and the nourishment that is attained from the Word of God. I am dependent on the Word of God. I need it. Hallelujah. I refer to it often. Glory to God, because I find that I have a sword. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let me tell you something. I've learned that when I need my spiritual sword, I don't have to hunt in the closet to find it. I don't have to reach under the coffee table to knock the dust off of my sword. Glory to God. I want it with me. I want it by my side. I want it when I go to bed at night. I want to look at it the first thing when I get up in the morning. Glory to God. I want to refer to it often. Glory to God. I want to open the pages. I want to recite the word. I want to apply it once more, Lord. I know that you love me. Lord, I know that you won't forsake me. It is written that you love me. It is written that you won't forsake me. It is written that if I'm sick, I can call for the elders of the church. It is written that we can anoint with oil. It is written that we can pray with faith. It is written that we shall be recovered. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you that you lead me. Thank that you love me enough to guide me. Because without you, I can't make it. Without you, I'm nothing. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. I want you to, if you would, just to, because it is written in Mark, I think it's chapter 1, verse number 12. Mark writes of the same account, but he uses a word. Here he says in verse 12, and immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Led, driveth. Two different apostles, two different disciples account of the same thing. One realized that we can sometimes be led into God's will, into what God would have us. Sometimes, and I've noticed this, sometimes in my life, and I'm just being honest, I'm more submissive than I am at other times. Can I share with you? Sometimes you would think it would be the reverse, but sometimes when I feel the strongest in my spirit, sometimes when I feel the most satisfaction, if you would, in my walk with God, those are the times that simply leading me is not sufficient. Because I don't realize the need. The flesh is not suffering. The flesh is not in a needful mode. The flesh is in kind of a complacent, comfortable place with God, in our fact with our walk with God, and there's not really anything on the horizon. There's not really any turbulent waters or storms around me. So therefore, many, many times, it has to be that when God wants to lead me, He has to drive me into the temptation. Drive me into the wilderness. Because I'm fat and happy and all right. But can I tell you, when I become submissive, and what makes me submissive? When I can't see the victory, when I can't feel the vibrant surge of the Holy Spirit in my life, when I'm going and it seems like the gas tank is way over on empty, not because of God, but because of me, those are the times I can truly, humbly say that God can lead me into the wilderness. Because I gotta have Him. I need Him. I can't make it. I don't know what decision to choose. I don't know which direction to go. But Father, if your Spirit will lead me, guide me, then that's what I want to do. And as the Spirit, that loving, holy, precious, adorable Spirit of God is leading me, I'm looking, and the surroundings are not really what I expected. I'm expecting green pastures and still waters and wonderful pleasantness in the Spirit of God. But because that the Heavenly Father knows that I can't live and exist on desert only. He leadeth me. And He guideth me. Not this time to the still waters. Not this time to the green pastures. But in the wilderness. Where I see a void of vegetation. Where I see loneliness. Where I see all of these situations. This dark and gloomy situation. And it seems like Satan is all over me. And he's telling me this. And he's wanting me to quit. And he's wanting me to get discouraged. And he's wanting me to get upset. And he's wanting me to blame God. And I'm not looking at the still waters. And I'm not seeing the green pastures. But my spirit within me is doing something. It is transforming. It is getting stronger by the minute. It is getting stronger in my dependency on God. I have left the I left outside the wilderness my opinions. I left outside of the wilderness my ideas. I left outside of the wilderness my will. And I said, God, wherever you lead me, whatever I go into, thy will be done. Hallelujah. Because I tried it my way and my way didn't work. I need you. I have to have you. The Spirit will strengthen us. Hallelujah. And it may come through unexpected temptation and situation. Glory to God. I thought about the love of the Father. And I thought about our natural father. Sometimes the instruction they give us is not so readily accepted. Because they tell us that, son, life's going to get hard. You're going to face some situations. And I wanted you to be prepared. You're going to have responsibility. Oh man, how many of us remember when we thought our parents could buy anything? We saw the paycheck when it come in and we thought, man, how much toys and candy would they buy? And Deb would say, son, you don't realize all this that you have, I'm paying for it. There'll be a time. There'll be a time when this responsibility will be on your shoulders. And I want you to be a man about it. I want to prepare you. It wasn't pleasant. Daddy said, I'm going to tell you, son. And I know this goes against the political climate today, but he said, there ain't but one thing that's free in this world. He said, that's opinions, and they ain't worth nothing. He said, whatever you get in life, you're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to work for it. That has stuck with me. That has stuck with me. Amen. I didn't like that. I said, Daddy, can't you just give me the rest of my life? No, son, because I love you. And because I love you, you're going to have to learn these hard lessons in life. And I thought, if the Heavenly Father so loved His Son, this is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I'm not going to put Him on a throne and make Him ruler of this world. But because I love Him, I'm going to send Him into the wilderness. Some would say, that's love. It's true love. It's tough love. But it's true love. Because I love Him, because I am well pleased in Him, I'm going to make sure that He is equipped to face the destiny that He has to face. And it may not come by the green pastures and the still waters. Those are nice. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But sometimes I don't grow as much in the green grass and the still waters as I do in the wilderness. It's one thing to be sent in the wilderness. Something entirely different to have to listen to Satan. Hallelujah. But Jesus was equipped. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And that same Word was made flesh. Jesus had the Word. And can I tell you? He said, I won't leave you comfortless, but I'll send the Comforter in my name. That Comforter, that Spirit is with us. And because that same Spirit is with us, we have the Word with us. Glory to God. We have the Word with us. Jesus didn't say, I said it. He said, the Word says it. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for letting me know that everything in this world is not easy. Amen. But letting me know that is within me is greater than that is in the world. I am a child of God. I am filled with His Spirit. I am have to be submissive and obedient to His will. Amen. Glory to God. Because being a child of God is an honor and a privilege. World doesn't seem to get this. The world says, make it as easy on me as you can. You know, God did try that. But man failed. Adam. Well, we give him fits. We'd been just like him. Flesh is weak. Flesh is weak. Temptation's great. If you try to withhold temptation through your flesh, you'll lose. You'll lose. But if you lean on that is within you. Can I be blunt with you? And if you don't have that within you, you're lost. You're lost. Your spirit. You can't make it. You'll dig deeper and deeper and deeper and get stucker and stuck. Is that a word? It works. It is in the South. It may not be in the North. Stucker and stucker. My granddaddy had a testimony when they baptized him. He come out of the water and they said, Brother Bailey, how do you feel? He said, it gets gooder and gooder. Amen. How many knows that? But your flesh cannot withstand temptation. Your flesh cannot overcome the desires of the world. Your flesh cannot overcome the lust. Your flesh cannot overcome substance abuse. Your flesh will never do it. But if you lean on the Spirit of God, that wonderful heavenly fatherly love that God has given us, do you understand how blessed we are? Do you understand how fortunate we are that God loves us enough to give us of His Spirit? The world doesn't understand that. The world doesn't understand it. They can't discern it. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 13. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto him. You ever have people just laugh at you? It's a poor fellow, unlearned fellow. Yeah. But if they could only experience the Spirit of God. But in order to experience it, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. I have a secret weapon. You have a secret weapon. But can I tell you? It's not a secret to Satan. Amen. Now he'll push you about as far as he thinks he can push you. But when you bring the Word against him, he cannot stand. He cannot stand it. He has to. And after the Word, Jesus used authority. Amen. He said, it is written. It is written. Then he said, get thee behind me, Satan. And people say, well, that was Jesus. Yeah, but you got the Spirit too. Glory to God. You have the authority too. Amen. Get thee behind me, Satan. Glory to God. If we could learn to live and exist for the Spirit as opposed to the flesh. What a strong and vibrant church. What a strong and vibrant vibrant people of God there would be. Amen. But I know Satan has learned that the flesh is easily persuaded. And if the flesh is stronger than the Spirit, then there's your answer. Amen. But the Spirit is mightier than what Satan has. Amen. And we are a child of God. Yes. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, and I'll try to close. Romans chapter 8, verse number 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For as many as are led. Father, lead me, guide me, but where you want to lead me. See, I found that many folks pray that prayer quite often. But I also found that seemingly they're asking the Lord to lead them into their desires. Lead me into this path. Lead me and guide me. But it's where I want to be, not necessarily where God wants me to be. And I'm finding out, not my will, but thine be done. Help me to pray the nevertheless prayer. Amen. You know, Christ prayed, hey, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Flesh cried out. But he followed it up nevertheless. I think sometimes when we're looking at our situation, when we're looking at the problems we're facing, we need to pray the nevertheless prayer. Amen. Nevertheless, thy will be done. Amen. Not my will, but thine be done. Many, many years ago, in the little church that we refer to as the little church, there was a couple. Many of you know Benita Eileen, the singer that comes and fellowships with us. She had an older brother. He was about 4 or 5 at the time. This was before they moved to Alabama. And they were members of the church. And his name was Chuck. And he used to get up in front of the congregation to sing a song. And he, even before he moved to Alabama, he had the Alabama accent. Precious little boy, but he was just as country as cornbread. And his and his voice would bear that out. And he would sing this song that I'm about to sing. And Penny has adopted that song. And I'm going to ask the music if they would come as we prepare to close and give you an opportunity. The words of this song are so instrumental, so very cohesive to what we have read this morning and asked the Lord to bring out. And it's entitled, That's Just His Way. How many want God to have His way?
Amen. So, I want you to think about the words as I attempt to sing this. I won't be able to sing it, but the words are still just as meaningful. Let's do it in hell. Just in case you don't really hear the words as I sing them, it says, He lets me walk down roads of disappointments. He watches and He knows what's best for me. Before I go on, I want to share with you. When we lived back up on 101, Dad's house was the first one in the driveway. My granddaddy's house was the third one. my second one, our house was the third one up here. And Dad always said, yeah, I'll give him a place to build his house, but I put it on the back of the property. Don't really know what his intentions was with that, but anyway. But when Karen got up to where she thought she was big enough to walk up to either my grandmother's house or mother's house, she would walk down the long drive, and it was a very long driveway. And she thought she was walking by herself, but I was standing at the kitchen window watching every move that she made. She didn't know that. But it says he watches and he knows what's best for me. My greatest strength comes through my darkest trials. And my greatest joy is knowing that he can trust in me. Lets me walk down roads of disappointment. He watches and he knows what's best for me. My greatest strength comes through my darkest trials. And my greatest joy is knowing he can trust in me. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. Love beyond all human understanding. And I won't question trials that bring me to my knees. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. If I'm successful walking through this valley, you give me strength to climb the highest hill. And the more I'm trying, the better he can mold. My life completely to fit his perfect will. That's just his way of telling me he loves me. Love beyond all human understanding. Question trials that bring me to my knees. That's just his way telling me he loves me. That's just his way of showing me he loves me. Hallelujah. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Father, we thank you for the temptations and trials. Even though it's unpleasant to our flesh, even though it's not even understood by our flesh, in our spirit we know that it's best for us. Father, help us to be humble and submissive enough to pray the prayer, nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. Father, I pray for this people here today, God. You know the hearts of those that are here. You know the situations. You know the trials. And Father, if there's one here today who hungers for a closer walk, one who hungers for that in-depth relationship, Father, I pray that you would move on their heart right now. This altar is open.
This altar is not only a place to be saved, this altar is a place to grow stronger. If you have a need this morning, please come down and we'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. Because that's just His way of telling me He loves me. Is there one this morning? God bless this one that's come. Some of you elders, if you would, gather around. Let's pray. This is your opportunity.